Joining me, head coach of the Storm Lake St. Mary's girls basketball team, head coach Nick Landgraf. And coach, your team falls short in the game tonight. Final of 76-10. Briefly give us some of your thoughts on this one, as Pocahontas area jumped out defensively, it felt like, strong in the first half.
Yeah, well, like I had mentioned to you pregame, that their full court pressure is just so tough, and we've seen plenty of full court presses over the course of this season, but this was the most difficult. They execute well, they're very athletic, and just that constant pressure, they were relentless, and it just gave us fits.
You talk about it there and giving you fits. What are some takeaways on maybe, I don't know if a positive spin is necessarily the right way to put it, but what are some things you can take away from this, knowing that every night you're not going to see as stout of a press as you saw in this matchup tonight?
Yeah, well, you know, a few of the things we talk about is they're a heck of a team, first off. I think all but one of their losses this season have come against ranked teams. So we knew it was going to be a tough matchup. And if you look at our strength of schedule this season, coming into this game, we were a top 20 strength of schedule. So it's just so difficult to try and compete right now when you've got kids that are still learning, you know, the game and the speed at the varsity level, just with our youth. Offensively, you know, we got looks, especially second half, good looks out of the offense. We just struggled to convert and score. Had a, you know, a couple of people that really, you know, were confident trying to handle that ball pressure and dribbling through. Neely and Isabel, we count on, you know, game in, game out for that. Autumn Wunschel's been really stepped up probably the last three, if not four games, from just an energy and aggressiveness standpoint. And first half, I played her a lot heavier minutes than I typically do, just because they were crashing the offensive rebounds so hard, and she just does a heck of a job down there. So just felt like we couldn't have her off the floor either. And I mean, yeah, it's a tough loss when you look at the spread, but there are some positives out of that that we really need to focus on, because coming up Saturday, we've got Arweva at home.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that. You have Arweva at home, not Friday like everybody would think. You play them Saturday at 3:30, a bit of a weird game time. Talk about maybe some of the challenges, or maybe it's not that big of a challenge, of playing on a Saturday in the middle of the afternoon at 3:30.
You know, it's a little bit different routine-wise for the kids, but it's kind of nice having Saturday games here or there, especially home ones, just because you get a little bit more of an opportunity to draw a crowd. Game times, you know, different early afternoon for the varsity girls starting at 3:30, but that's due to a fundraiser going on later that night with the dueling pianos. So that way people didn't have to pick and choose between supporting the Panther boys and girls or supporting that fundraiser.
All right, good deal there. And we're going to talk a little bit about you as a coach. You also coach for help coach the BVU Beavers. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, you're getting a little bit of all the levels of basketball right now, and you were talking to me before the BVU game down in Indianola. It gets hectic for a couple of weeks here for you as well. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it sure does, just with the high school having, you know, three makeups over the 3 weeks. And BV had a game get canceled last night, unfortunately, due to weather. Further up north, they were supposed to be traveling down to us. But last week ago Saturday, we started the second half of the conference slate. We're hopeful, you know, as long as nothing changes here drastically over the next day and a half, but we should be at our full roster for the first time this coming Saturday. We've had a heck of a injury bug, and we've been down multiple players over the course of the season, so now's an opportune time hitting the second half of that conference slate.
And then last question for you, is there any challenges to coaching both levels at the same time? I mean, I feel like you never get a night at home, but outside of that, you love what you do, I'm sure. But talk a little bit about that. I'm sure there's some challenges there.
Yeah, well, yeah, I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't love the game, first off, and love working with the kids and watching them develop and grow in confidence. And it definitely, it's a little unique this year. I've got, I believe, 9 girls between the two teams that names start with an A, so I get tripping over my tongue in practices. on which name I need to say there first off. And then, you know, from a language or, you know, offense and defensive standpoints, we obviously run drastically different things just based on personnel and skill set. So just, you know, being cognizant of which group I'm working with, like in a, you know, high school-wise timeout, not, you know, using jargon from the BV team, and that really hasn't been an issue. It's been more so just having so many similar names, but no, it's been great working with both teams this season.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you so much for the time. Tough one tonight, but good luck going forward.
All right, thank you, Jonathan.